Blog Talk Radio.
Defenders of freedom and their families pay a high price. Some of those never return home, and a few are never identified, never to be reunited with their families. Since July 2, 1937, the Tomb of the Unknowns has been guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to honor those fallen defenders of our way of life. This is retired Marine and NRA Secretary Major Jim Land reminding you to take a few moments this Veterans Day to tell a vet, thank you. Courageous men and women like them continue to stand on the front lines of freedom so that the values we cherish remain secure.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Fantasy Football Huddle and the Balance. This week, we marked a day. We set a day aside to say thank you. This Veterans Day, our country paused to honor the men and women who serve in the military and who have served. We applaud you. We thank you for all of your sacrifices and all that you continue to do. Our home, our country, can only be free as long as it's the home of the brave. We want to thank you, we want to salute you, and we dedicate the next hour to you. Welcome to another episode of Fantasy Football Huddle. This is a very special episode of Fantasy Football Huddle as we recognize our veterans. And we also want to say happy birthday to the U.S. Marines. Thank you, Marines, for everything that you do. Also, I'm very proud to say that my son serves with the Marine Corps. He is stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, with the 3rd Marine Division. And we want to salute him and every Marine out there and every veteran out there. This show is your show. We salute you. Thank you for your service. We'll be right back.
points very close to that after that. And then I'll text just a little bit. And then I have got to get out of here, so I'm going to leave it on that landline. But I'll probably just call in on the cell phone and answer myself on my cell phone. And then just finish the show and then check me when it's done and I'll send Carrie a text and she'll come up here and get in the show and hang up the phone. Because I don't know any other way, because we tried to switch last week and we got hung up, and that dead air was like 5 minutes. So that's what we'll do there. So, right off the bat, we want to say thank you to the veterans. What you say a little bit about Veterans Day and what it means to you. Also, just a brief thing about my son, you know, what it means to me. You say what it means to you. Then you just go out into college football. And depending on the time, I might just turn it over to you. Just make sure you cover the NFL, racing, you know what I mean. Then I'm off next Saturday, so I can, we can do that. We show the whole place. Next Saturday we'll have the other product going too. So I'm gonna go down. And get me a cup of coffee, and so just start opening up stuff for the college football day. We'll talk Big Ten first, and then we'll kind of go into. Actually, we want to go and do our picks, or because I know what you're doing. All right, we'll go right into our college men and NFL picks, because then I probably really got to go. Okay. Okay. Give me a few minutes. I'll be back on. I'm just going to stay connected.
Well, it appears we are having some technical difficulties with Fantasy Football Huddle. Again, you are live here on the joys of live internet radio. So we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break, and we will we'll be right back here with more of our special Veterans Day episode of Fantasy Football Huddle.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All of the defenders of freedom and their families pay a high price. Some of those never return home, and a few are never identified, never to be reunited with their families. Since July 2, 1937, the Tomb of the Unknowns has been guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to honor those fallen defenders of our way of life. This is retired Marine and NRA Secretary Major Jim Land reminding you to take a few moments this Veterans Day to tell a vet, thank you. courageous men and women like them continue to stand on the front lines of freedom so that the values we cherish remain secure.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Huddle, a very special episode, a very special Veterans Day episode. We want to thank every single veteran out there, both male and female, and every branch of service. I also want to say a special thank you to my son, Zach, who is stationed with the 3rd Marine Division in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Zach, we love you, we salute you, and you among all of your brothers and sisters in the Marines and every other branch of service, we salute you and we want to tell you thank you for the service that you did for our country. And welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Huddle. As usual, every week we have some sort of technical difficulty that puts us to the challenge, but we do rise to the occasion. So you, and never mind that, you are still totally 100% in utopia, and I am your fantasy god. I am here to guide you through week 10 and to tell you all the good news, who to start, who to set, who to trade, what kind of injuries we've got going on. So just keep that in mind as we go into week number 10. It's getting to be that time of the year, boys and girls, where your playoff picture begins to develop, where your strategy starts to come into play, where you need to make adjustments in your lineup. Most of the leagues out there, the trade deadline has either passed or is very, very soon in coming up here. So if you're going to make those trades, it's a good time to get out there and do it. And one of those guys I'd look for a trade on is Josh Freeman. Man, has he been one of the best surprises for fantasy owners this season. He's got the best attitude. And I tell you what, he's consistent. And he's just underneath the radar. So he's probably might even be up there out there on the wire, because a lot of owners don't know the stuff that I know. But I'm telling you, go out there and try to pick up Mr. Josh Freeman. He heads into week 10 against Carolina, tied with the number 11 quarterback spot, standard scoring leagues with Ryan Fitzpatrick at 134 fantasy points. But you might have a good idea what you're getting from Freeman on a weekly basis. He's only had two games this season with fewer than 17 points, but only twice this year has he scored more than 20. One of those 20-point games was Week 2 at Carolina, when he passed for 178 yards, two touchdowns, and no interception. He also added 43 yards and for 23 fantasy points. We expect him to play well against the Panthers. So what I'm trying to tell you, boys and girls, if you don't have Mr. Freeman, you need to go out there and take a look at him and see what he can do for you this week in Week 10. Now, again, we are live. We had a This is a special Veterans Day episode, and we had it taped, and we that's where we ran into the technical difficulties. But you know what? We are excited about the new things that are happening here at The Balance. We are up and coming and growing. You can now very, very soon find us at the iTunes store. So make sure you go there and go to the iTunes store and check that out. We should be there up and running there within the next 10 days, and our shows will be on there for you to get on iTunes. Also, boys and girls, you can find us on Facebook, That's the best place to stay updated for all the sports scores, all the fantasy points that are going on throughout the day and throughout the weeks. Also, just search The Balance under there on Facebook. All right, we've got a lot of good games coming up, a lot of good matchups coming up, and we'll certainly break down the matchups as we get in and over to The Balance here in just a few minutes. Again, we want to salute every single veteran out there. Myself, I served in the Army. Our co-host with The Balance, Kevin, was in the Navy. My son's in the Marines. My brother was in the Marines, and my grandfather was in World War II. And, you know, just a whole line of family members and friends who have served in the military. And I just want to thank every single person who put their life on the line, who made this country what it is. And this country can only be what it is as long as it's the home of the brave. And I've always said the highest office in this land is that of a patriot. And we salute every single one of our veterans from the Army all the way to the Coast Guard. We salute you and welcome to your show. This is your show, Fantasy Football Huddle and The Balance. All right, guys. We're into the start 'em and sit 'em portion of the program. And I think we're probably going to go ahead and join Mr. Kevin, our redneck from Philly. Kevin, are you there with me, brother?
Yes, I am.
And welcome to a very special episode of Fantasy Football Huddle and The Balance. I know you're a veteran as well. I know you got a few words to say to the veterans. It's all yours, my man.
All right. And like you said, Tom, I am. And you know, I have a lot of them out there that are still serving, and a lot of them that are retired like yourself. I just want to say thank you. And especially not only just to the veterans, but to the families. You know, it's not easy being the one at home when your spouse is gone for that year to Iraq or Afghanistan, having to take care of everything. So today's not just for the veterans, or the weak, I should say, but you know, to the families, too. They put up with as much sacrifice as those of us that went over and served. So thank you to both sides. I've lost some people. Unfortunately, I've seen it in front of me. So, you know, my heart goes out to those two. But thank you for everything that they do. You know what? Without that, Tom, you couldn't be on the air right now talking about sports. So, today.
Amen, brother. It seems very, very, very trivial that we get to sit here and do the things that we enjoy, and other people have paid the price for that. So we want to thank them. And again, you made a very good point that the family members have suffered right along with them, and I tip my hat to them, especially my daughter-in-law Casey. Casey, we love you, and we appreciate you and the sacrifices you make right along with Zach. And she's expecting my first grandchild, and so I know this is an exciting time for them. Zach's out in 29 Palms right now, out in the desert. I talked to him earlier this week, and it's a little warm out there. But hopefully he'll be able to come home, and his birthday's on Sunday, so same week as the birthday of the Marines. So we want to say happy birthday to the Marines, which is one of your arch rivals. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Well, you know, when you're in the Navy, you try to point out to the Marines that they are part of the Navy, and we pay them. And that's usually, if you want to stir stuff and get somebody a little bit upset, that's the quickest way to do it.
That's right. All right. Well, we're getting back on point here, Fantasy Football Huddle. Kevin, how's you're the Fighting Eagles for those of us that are in the Balanced Fantasy League. We got some guys doing some battle out there. You're Fighting Eagles. You seem to be having a pretty good year. What kind of strategy are you running this week?
This week, my strategy, unfortunately, is to try to who's not hurt. It just seems like this week everybody I want to play is questionable for the game. So it's definitely going to be another challenge right now. I am sitting in first place, but I don't know after this week It's going to be a tight one to pull out. Last week, only won by 2 points.
Well, I tell you what, it's a week by week thing any given Sunday. So I'm in the middle of the pack there. You would think that me being the fantasy god that I am, I'd be leading the pack. But you know, this has been a rough week for the NFL, a rough year for the NFL, I should say. And so you know, a lot of injuries and so forth that have been going on, and so. You know, that's a situation that, you know, you can never be content with. Speaking of injuries, I do want to say that, you know, those that watched the Colts game last week and saw Austin Colley take that severe hit, you know, that our thoughts and prayers go out to him. He seems to be doing just fine. He was able to make the flight home with the with the team. And he suffered a concussion. He is out for this Sunday, so if you have Austin Colley, he'd certainly be one that you want to set and you know, go and take a look at maybe even picking up another wide receiver. I do want to cover some of the other injuries real quickly that might affect your lineup. So if you've got wide receiver Brian Fearman, he is it looks like he's probable, and he's over there with the Falcons. I don't know if you're playing him or not. See, the Falcons also have running back Jason Stilling. He's questionable. Let's see some of the other ones that might have some major Jonathan Stewart with the Panthers. He's a running back concussion. He is out. Terrell Sutton with the Panthers. He's out. Chad Ochocinco. He looks like he's probable from his ankle injury. Carson Palmer's shoulder, probable. He's coming to, they're playing the Colts this week. So it'd be interesting to see what that happens, and we'll break that down. We'll get a little bit further on into the balance there. Tony Romo, he is out. Poor Tony out. Tony's out. Okay, and then over there in the Lions, Sean Hill, he is probable. Matthew Stafford is out, so they're hurting there in the quarterback situation. Donald Driver. He is quadricep. He's on a bye week, so hopefully they can recover on there. So those are just some of the high points of the injuries that are going on here in the around the league here. Again, want to salute every single veteran that's out there. Thank you for your service. This show is for you. We've dedicated this entire hour to you, and we're gonna real quickly go through this stardom and set them, and then we're going to go in and just do some sounds of the military, and we're going to jump right on over into the balance. So Kevin, here's what we've got here. Like I was talking about, if you want to pick up Josh Freeman, and Kevin, feel free to jump in here real quickly, but I'm just going to go through my picks on who to start. I'd start Big Ben this week against New England. Roethlisberger has struggled statistically in the past two games against New Orleans and Cincinnati with a combined 16 fantasy point, but I think he'll rebound this week. And if you want to go ahead and start Big Ben again, put him back in your lineup. Kyle Orton against Kansas City. He's coming off of a bye week, and he's having a great season, so I'd go ahead and start Kyle Orton. Joe Flacco, again, played Thursday, so if you're going to play him, you should have already played him. Girard against Houston. Girard may never win over fantasy owners who have consistently been bummed out every single time they played him, but this could be a good week to give him another shot. Vince Young down there at Miami, I'd go ahead and play him. And I tell you, my sleeper buzz alert for this week, Sean Hill down there. If Stafford, like I said a while ago, shoulder were healthy, he would likely have been our start of the week for this matchup against the Bills. But Buffalo has allowed multiple touchdowns and six quarterbacks to six quarterbacks this season, and their secondary is not good with only one interception. So I would certainly take a look at playing Sean Hill as your sleeper alert. Set that, Mr. Brett Favre, Kevin. Come on. Are we tired of hearing about the Minnesota Vikings, Brett Favre, and all the problems going on up there? We'll get on into that in the balance. But, Kevin, you think we should set Brett?
I would. I mean, Brett, right now, he has arm problems. He has ankle issues. And, you know, just like everybody else that has had a lot of off-field issues, these off-field issues have finally come around. She's talking, so I would not sit, or I would not play Brett Favre. I would sit him. I don't think this is going to be a good week for the Favre family.
I agree. Favre is way too risky to start this week. Go ahead and set him. Carson Palmer, he's here in town in Indianapolis. Whoop. Set the boy. His production in the past three games have been solid with an average 23 panty points. That's about right.
Yes.
23 fantasy points. So I would go ahead and you know, set him. I'd set Meg Castle. You know, I'd set Jay Cutler this week, Donovan McNabb. I'd go ahead and set him. And I tell you what, I am I'm just going to go dun, dun, dun. Tom Brady, you probably can't afford to bench Brady this week, but I don't like him. I mean, a lot of good quality quarterbacks are on a bye, so you probably do need to go ahead and start him, but I don't like him. Running backs, go ahead and start Blunt, Jacobs, and Best, Jones, and Hightower. We're just going to go through these real quick. My sleeper alert is Goodson. Again, because of our Veterans Day show, we want to make sure that we get plenty of time because sports comes secondary to our nation and those who have put their life on the line. Go ahead and set Green Ellis, Felix Jones, Ricky Williams. I'd set him this week, Sean Green and Willis McGahee. Wide receivers, I'd start Dez Bryant. Go ahead and Mr. Randy Moss. Go ahead and start him. Sims Walker, San Antonio Holmes. And I tell you what, my sleeper alert is Steve Breston. I wish I had time to tell you why I think that, because he's down there at Seattle and the way Seattle's been playing, and Seahawks are just riddled with one problem after another. This is a good one. So go ahead and also set, like I was talking about earlier, I'd go ahead and set Ocho Cinco, Santana Moss, Steve Smith, Wes Walker. I'd go ahead and set them. Your tight ends, go ahead and set and start Lewis, I'm sorry, and Cooley. Dressing alike for my sleeper alert and set Watson, Heap, and Olsen. And for your defenses, go ahead and start the Bucks if you've got them and set the Patriots. Kickers, start Tynes and set Longwell. Well, boys and girls, that's I know I rushed through that, and you can certainly send us an email or a Facebook comment, and we'll be glad to get into more breakdown of your fantasy teams. But we want to make sure, like I said, we've dedicated this entire day to this entire show to the veterans. And what we want to do is make sure that we give plenty of time to the veterans and everything that they have for us. So, without further ado, we're just going to kind of go in and do a tribute to the veterans, and we'll be back on the other side of that for Fantasy Football Huddle.
All of the defenders of freedom and their families pay a high price. Some of those never return home, and a few are never identified, never to be reunited with their families. Since July 2, 1937, the Tomb of the Unknowns has been guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to honor those fallen defenders of our way of life. This is retired Marine and NRA Secretary Major Jim Land reminding you to take a few moments this Veterans Day to tell a vet, thank you. Courageous men and women like them continue to stand on the front lines of freedom so that the values we cherish remain secure.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Fantasy Football Huddle and the Balance. This week, we marked a day. We set a day aside to say thank you. This Veterans Day, our country paused to honor the men and women who serve in the military and who have served. We applaud you. We thank you for all of your sacrifices and all that you continue to do. Our home, our country, can only be free as long as it's the home of the brave. We want to thank you, we want to salute you, and we dedicate the next hour to you.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American
Anybody want that? Get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? Are you kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We shouldn't send him in. That's a damn coaching mistake. Right? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Well, I don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack. Very honest assessment. I saw
I'm
you.
I'm a man. I'm sorry. I'm not a kid.
One of his assistants.
Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And welcome to a very, very special episode of The Balance. Kevin, how are you doing today on this Veterans Day week?
She does beat me just for fun.
My old granny, she's 92.
Just had a standby here. You can't outdrown the case.
Standing away, she'll run you right through.
Standing away, she'll run you right through.
My old granny, she's a...
All right. Welcome to a very special episode of The Balance. This show is dedicated to the veterans and all that they have done. Kevin, my partner, my redneck from Philly and fellow veteran, I thank you and welcome to The Balance.
Well, thank you, Tom, and to The Balance and saying to you for your service. And thank you to all those that have, still are, and like we said in the earlier in the show, thank you to the families, too. I know my kids had to go a lot of time without their dad because of my service. So thank you for both to the members of the service as well as their families.
And I echo that completely again. I applaud my daughter-in-law, Casey, and the sacrifices that she makes while Zach is gone. All right, we've got a lot to talk about, Kevin, and what is turning out to be a normal Saturday routine for me, although I think I'll be able to be here for the host show next week. Duty calls in the real world for me, and until we get these ESPN salaries, I've got to make some other people happy in this world. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in here and we're going to get the picks done here real quickly. And then, Kevin, I'm going to turn the reins over to you. You're more than capable hands that you have. Obviously, we're not going to talk about the Baltimore and Atlanta game. Detroit, Buffalo, real quickly, who's your pick?
I'm going to go with Buffalo on that just because Detroit, the only reason I'm taking Detroit is Buffalo's secondary is pretty bad, but Sean Hill hasn't played a lot. So I'm going to stick with Buffalo.
You know what? This is a hard game for me to pick, and, you know, I could go either way on this game, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the Lions on this one. I just think Buffalo has just not proven themselves, and the Lions have had some good games against some good teams. So I think they have the capability to win this. Minnesota at Chicago.
I'm going with Chicago on that one. I think Minnesota right now just got too much going on, a lot of things talking with players not liking Brad, and just there's a lot going on in Minnesota right now that's not very productive.
I agree, and from that aspect, it's a good game. But they're playing Chicago. They always play Chicago very hard. They played good game last week. I'm going to go ahead and, in spite of all the distractions that are going on, I'm going to give this game to Minnesota. Jets and Cleveland.
I'm going Jets. Although Cleveland just came off a pretty big win, I'm still going to go with the Jets.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you on that. I think the Jets are going to, although Cleveland's had some good games, I'm going to go ahead and give the game to that. So Cincinnati at Indianapolis is a no-brainer, but go ahead, Kevin.
Obviously I'm going to Indianapolis, but I will say this. If T.O. and Jet play well, Indy's secondary is beat up pretty good. So Indy will not run away with it, although I'd like him to, but I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game, but there again, Carson Palmer's hurt. We've had some injuries, but Indianapolis always finds a way to win at home. It's against Cincinnati. I'm there's too much in the favor for Indianapolis. They win, especially after that loss to Philadelphia last week. Tennessee at Miami.
I'm going to go with Tennessee on there. I think Moss is a good fit for Young, and I think they're going to do well.
I agree. I'm going to get this one to Tennessee. Carolina at Tampa Bay.
Oh, I'm going Tampa Bay on that one. I think Tampa Bay. That's my upset.
All right. I'm going to give you Tampa Bay on that one, too. Houston at Jacksonville, real quickly.
Jacksonville.
All right. Kansas City, I'm going to go with Houston on that one. Kansas City at Denver, go ahead real quickly. Who do you got?
I'll go with KC on that one.
I agree that they're going to play a good game. This is a toss-up. Denver's been struggling. I'm going to go ahead since it's at home. I'm going to give this one to Denver. Dallas at the Giants.
Giants.
Yeah, that's another no-brainer. Seattle at Arizona.
I think I'm going to stick with Arizona on that one.
I'm going to stick with Arizona as well. St. Louis at San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm going to St. Louis. I think St. Louis will beat them.
I think you're right, but I'm going to go ahead and go with San Francisco. They're at home, and San Francisco's had a rough season, and they want to win at home, so they're going to find a way to win. Pittsburgh at New England. No, I'm sorry, New England at Pittsburgh.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's probably got this one sewed up pretty good. Your Eagles against the Washington Redskins.
Well, you know I don't have to pick that. You know what my pick is.
All right. So that's where we got. Kevin, I'm going to turn the reins over to you, buddy. Again, I want to say thank you to all the veterans that are out there. And we salute you. Again, follow the games throughout the week. And today I know, Kevin, you've got some college football to talk about, some Big Ten to talk about, of course, some NFL and some NASCAR stuff that you'll have there. So, again, I want to salute the veterans. And Kevin, thank you for your service. Have a good show, and we'll see you here next week.
You be careful out there driving, and I'll see you next week, brother.
Roger that, sir.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Again, thank you for joining The Balance this week. And when you're looking out for those business needs, you want to know how to get your business out there, call our friends at Marquee Solutions. And I'll let them know you heard about them on The Balance. As Tom said, we're going to go and talk a little bit of college football this morning, and we'll get into one of my favorite, which is why I am the redneck from Philly, NASCAR. This week, got some pretty good games. We got Iowa at Northwestern. That is going to be a tough game. Any Big Ten teams, when they play each other, no difference in any other conference out there, usually end up playing tight games. This one, I know Iowa's ranked number 13, and I know Penn State just blew out Northwestern, but I think it's going to be Iowa as a win, but I think it's going to be a pretty good game. Of course, then you got Wisconsin hosting Indiana. I know my fellow host and partner in crime, Tom, is a big Indiana Hoosier fan, but I have to say that as much as I hope Indiana wins for Tom's sake, I don't see it happening. I'm definitely going to have to go with Wisconsin on that one. And, of course, you got my favorite. Penn State is going to the Horseshoe, and they are going to face one of my best friends, my brother, Jamie's favorite football team, the Buckeyes. It's going to be a good game. depends which quarterback for Penn State shows up. If it is the quarterback that showed up the last 2 weeks, we have a chance. If not, then we have no prayer, and unfortunately, Ohio State will crush us. Then you got Kansas State against Missouri, Utah, Notre Dame, Georgia, Auburn. Auburn right now, as everybody knows, is going through a lot. ESPN is reporting that there is no confirmation on even status as of today. As of 2 days ago, the latest I heard was that Newton is playing for Auburn today. And unfortunately, I look and I got to kind of side a little bit with players like Newton. Young guys throwing a lot of money. Is it really fair to them that they're all this is happening? But then onus goes on the players too. They know what the rules are, so that's a different situation there. But again, I'm going to go for Auburn. Of course, number 20, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. Go Virginia Tech on that one. Number 3, TCU. Yeah, I did say that right. I know you don't really hear TCU in number 3 often, but be careful. You know, the two teams that everybody does not expect to be in that championship game, watch out, TCU might be one of them. Arkansas is going to host UTEP, give that to Arkansas. LSU is going to win. Nebraska, number 8, Kentucky, not a real challenge. One of the good games this week that I look forward to, Saturday night, number 22, Florida, hosts South Carolina. Always a good game. That is definitely going to be one to watch if you want to see some just some good, hard football. And, of course, number 4, my other sleeper team in the that has a shot for that BCS, Boise State, just devastated Idaho. Not a surprise that they beat them, but it was 52-14. And that was in the third, going into the fourth quarter. Boise State kind of relaxed a little bit, but they just routed Idaho last night. So there are some good games coming up today, some good games this week. So make sure you watch it. And again, like Tom and I talk about a lot on here, don't forget your local sports. Friday nights, how can you beat a bunch of high school kids out there playing their heart out, hoping to show that they deserve some scholarships and some being able to play at a good college? So don't forget your local teams. Those young kids need your support just like everybody else. And then, of course, you know, here we have the Indiana Ice that's out playing right now. So Indianapolis is a great town if you like a variety of sports. We have a bunch of local sports team as well as professionals. So, again, make sure you support those guys and show them some love, not just the pros.
Reach up there and pull those belts tight one more time.
I just want to get this thing started. I know it's going to be so much fun to watch and do. And here they come.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go, Freezes, boys.
As Tom says, I am the redneck from Philly. And this time of year, we have 2 races left in the chase. Carl Edwards set a pole blistering record yesterday at Phoenix of 136.389 miles an hour. That is a track record. In the truck series real quick, and we'll get back to the chase, just want to say congratulations to Todd Bodine, becoming one of the elite, one of the few that have won multiple truck championships. Clint Boyer won the race last night, but Todd Bodine sealed up the championship and has won that. So there we have one championship decided. The big one right now that is close is the Sprint Cup, and you got Kevin Harvick leading that right now. He qualified 29th. Then you got Jimmy Johnson qualifying 21st and Denny Hamlin qualifying 17th. So none of the top 3 really fared too well in qualifying. this big week, this week and next week, really, if anybody watched last week's race, you'll know that one of the big things, it has hurt drivers all throughout the year, not just the last race, but I am a Hendrick Motorsports fan, so I don't know if anybody caught it, but one of the few times, matter of fact, the only time I've ever seen middle of a race change of pit crews, Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon switched pit crews last week during the race. And they did that because Jimmy Johnson's pit crew, normally the 48 crew is on spot, lately has really dropped the ball and cost Jimmy Johnson some points in the championship. And if his team was on spot, I think he'd still be the leader going into this week. So the 24 and 48 have officially switched pit crews. So we will see this week how that fares for Jimmy Johnson. Again, the big thing for this week is going to simply be coming in and out of pits. And it's not just the drivers that have to, or the pit crews that have a bearing on that. These drivers have got to watch their speeds coming in and out. Several times this year, drivers have been penalized and cost themselves some points. I know, you know, in Hendrick Motorsports, that has happened a couple times between Gordon and Johnson, causing themselves some spots on the track because of speeding and so forth going into or coming out of pit row. So this week is definitely going to be a good, challenging week for the Sprint Cup. Right now, let me get you the actual standings here of point difference. Really, the top three are the only ones, unfortunately, that have a shot at the title. You look at Denny Hamlin leading, Jimmy Johnson 33 points back, Kevin Harvick 59. And then the closest one to that, Carl Edwards, is 317 points. So there isn't the chase has come down to three people in the next two races. This race is huge. Watch for smart driving, not necessarily who is going to maybe win. I really think if it comes down to a good finish or a win, or going for that win might possibly total the bar. I think people are going to go more for finishes than wins this week. So check out the NASCAR Sprint Cup this week and see who is going to come out. My pick for this week, I'm going to have to say Kevin Harvick. I know I'm a Hendrick Motorsports fan, but I do got to say that I had the opportunity, and it reminded me because today is Veterans Day, of meeting Kevin Harvick probably about 6 years ago. I went down to his fan club. My wife, ex-wife now, at the time was a Kevin Harvick fan. Took her down to the thing. He discovered I was a veteran, military police, and called me in his office. Sat down with him and his wife, Elena, and just had probably a good 15-minute conversation about the military, him thanking me for being in the service, thanking my family. So, you know, Kevin Harvick is a very classy guy. He loses his temper sometime on the track. But yeah, I get hit going 190 miles an hour, you throw me in the wall, I'm probably going to lose my temper as well. So I got to give Kevin Harvick some props. Great guy. I'd like to see him win the championship. Even though Johnson is a Hendrick, I'd like to see Jimmy Johnson get the, I would like to see Kevin Harvick get the championship instead of Jimmy Johnson this year. again, thank you for joining the balance. And we definitely, and I know we've said it a lot today, but I honestly and truly don't think we could ever say it enough. Thank you to those that have served and are still serving. I want to say thank you to Charles' family. I unfortunately had to witness and on a mission see Charles lose his life. Good friend of mine. So I want to say thank you. And to Big B, you're a big sports fan. We always argued about Atlanta and Philadelphia. And I just want to say miss you, brother. And your son's doing well. I still keep in touch with his family. So thank you for everything that anybody has ever served in the military. Without them, without their service, I couldn't be here talking to you about sports. So thank you. In basketball, though, let's switch gears a little bit to the NBA. Those of you who know, some don't know, depending on if you've, how long you've been following our show, I am one of the chefs for the Indianapolis Pacers. Unfortunately, they lost last night. They had a great game the other day, 144 points, 21 of 22 in the third quarter, set a record, unbelievable shooting. Unfortunately, last night they came back, rallied, but unfortunately ended with a 99-102 loss to the Houston Rockets. Utah beat Atlanta. Toronto beat Orlando. Charlotte over Washington. Minnesota over the Knicks. Dallas over Philadelphia. My Sixers. I don't know what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers, but we have not had a very good basketball team for quite a bit. I remember going to the games with my dad watching Dr. J back in the 80s play. Unfortunately, since then, 76ers just have not had a team. I want to say welcome to the Football Nuts. How are you doing today? And what would you like us to talk about? We don't have much time left in today's show, so make sure you guys join us next week. We are on The Bounce every Saturday from 8 to 9. We have a Facebook page. Go under Facebook, look up The Balance, and you will see a picture of a microphone with a headset, and that is us. Go on there, please. Post questions to us there. We want to make sure that we answer anything you have. This is a talk show. Two guys that like to talk sports, like to sit around and just make sure we cover the bases. So please, give us your questions. We want to know them. We don't know everything. Even though we say we do, we admit we don't know everything. So please, if you got some things you want to talk about, if you got some sit-ems, pick-ems, play-ems that you think, send us email also at tbalance. That's tbalance@ymail.com. We check all the time. There's also a chat window that you could go. If you go to The Balance, or I should say, I apologize, blogtalkradio.com, look up The Balance, our sports show. There is a link to click on for a chat box. I am now chatting right now with Football Nuts. He asked the question, should he start Holmes or Washington for number 4 wide receiver? I would have to go with Washington on that one. And he asked a question, didn't even have to think about that. And the reason is Football Nuts, Tom and I were talking about that for probably the first half of the show. So for those that don't know, 8:30 to 9, we break it down and talk fantasy football. So please join us next week.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.